Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Pete Lee with us, funnybonomaha.com to see Pete beginning tomorrow night. It's only Wednesday, so the show starts tomorrow night. You there through Sunday?
I don't think we have a show on Sunday. Okay, I don't have a show on Sunday. Yeah. I leave on Sunday, so I hope I don't have a show.
I think she does shows on Sundays, and Nick Allen with us, too, brother. He tweets at Nick Allen's. Pete Lee's at Pete Lee Tweets. We tweet at TNT Radio Empire. And Pete's going to be with us the rest of the week. He's going to hang out with us.
We also have email.
TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Reed Michaels, our pilot buddy.
Oh, yeah.
I like this email, although I have a question for him.
Michael is a pilot.
For a major airline.
Yeah. Based out of Lincoln, isn't he?
Yes, that's where he lives.
Yeah. I very often wake up in a hotel room and have no idea where I am.
Here's the question I have for Michael, and I said this off the air, too. You should know where you're at. You flew the plane there. Yeah. I understand what he means, but it's still funny.
And then he landed and got drunk.
Yeah, I know that. But he's the guy that says, we are pouring in to this city, and I'm the guy in charge. That's and he even, still forgot.
That's an even funnier Spinal Tap moment.
It is. Like,
welcome, right. Lexington! Wait, aren't we in Austin?
Well, I hate when that, because every once in a while you fly more than I do, but I fly enough that I've been on planes before where they screw up. We're going to, they just say it on the ground.
Uh-huh.
Welcome, we're going to Baltimore. No, we're not. We're going to Harrisburg.
We are?
It's
not where I wanted to go.
Everybody kind of looks around going, oh, no, I'm sorry. No, we're going to.
And then they correct
you
themselves.
You think you got on the same wrong plane.
You think they'd look at that little board.
Well, once again, that's their job.
Before they walk in.
Yeah, they're just doing Uber.
And Craig Ken wants to know if there's any more of the Kylie Jenner story, if cereal with milk was a game changer.
Did she say it was
a game changer?
No, she said that she will not be doing it again.
Oh, okay.
Oh. But I thought the tweet said life changing.
It did say life changing, yeah.
Yeah, but she not going to do it again.
We thought the term
might put some weight on her hips.
Game changer is overused, and we're only allowed to use it. And Craig's sons used it in the context of a box of cereal.
What was that kind of?
It was Fruit Loops with marshmallows. That was a game changer.
Game changer.
So that's the only time we employ the term game changer when it comes to cereal.
See, Pete's not on. He's just eating kale. Are you just eating kale every day out there? What are you doing?
With a strong jawline.
I actually do eat a lot of kale, and like there's this place by my house called Cafe Gratitude that I actually almost knocked Moby over, like the singer Moby, because he was coming out of the. I was just coming in hot,
right.
And I ran into him, and but like even
coming
like
in hot, ran over Moby.
Yeah, like
that's
even
not, that's only an LA thing, right there.
It was like I hurt Moby today. That's crazy.
That's but an Eminem lyric.
But it's like I eat a lot of vegan meals and a lot of plant-based. It's really, and like I have a spastic colon anyway, like almost all my poops are not solid, and I went out to I got into a plane. I was flying on a red eye. Yeah, that's me. That was me.
That's actually Jessie Mapaluso. We use that sound effect for some reason.
For real?
Yeah, she did it with her mouth here, and we just love the sound.
And she loves to use the word queef.
Yeah.
So
go ahead. So you have a spastic colon.
Yeah, and so Nikki Glaser was like, let's go to Cafe Gratitude right before your red-eye flight.
Got it.
And I pooped over Wichita. It was that plant-based diet. Like I had a tweet recently.
That's a great book, Pooping Over Wichita.
Pooping Over Wichita.
Yeah. Love that book. They love it.
Game changer.
They do.
but yeah, it's like – Like Trader Joe's slogan should just be like, "Do you want to go to the bathroom right now?" Because plant-based diet, it just makes you go to the bathroom constantly.
Yeah, I agree with you. Now,
it's a lot easier to eat healthy in Southern California. You have a lot more options.
I know that
just because it's big.
You run into some celebrities in New York because mainly they're comedians. You know, anyway, they're famous. What's the L.A. star scene like? Do you see them more often for people that don't go there all the time?
Yeah,
you live there, right?
Alanis Morissette's my neighbor.
Okay, great. I know that.
She just walks past my house.
All right.
And when it was funny because when I was getting the apartment, they're like, you know, Alanis Morissette walks by all the time. and then I was moving in and she walked by and I was like, hey, how's it going? And she was like, hey, and I was like, as advertised.
They all kind of live in a concentrated area though.
Yeah, I mean, I live in Hollywood and
Does anybody bug anybody?
Nah, I mean, I'm sure that I would never.
Yeah.
But it really does desensitize you to celebrity. Yeah. You go, all right, well, I see him all the time, so it's not a big nerve-wracking thing.
Right.
But I think that the nerve-wracking thing when you see celebrities is that pressure that you have of, how am I going to go up and approach this person? How am I going to say hello to them?
Right.
You know, what would I say to them? That's what gets your nerves bubbling. Mm-hmm. But it actually calms you down to go, they don't want me to talk to them, and I'm not going to.
Right.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll say hello.
Right.
But you say
hello to anybody. You just say, hey, what's up?
You hear a lot of celebrities say they like New York better because the paparazzi leaves them alone and the people leave them alone as opposed to L.A. Like I saw Ron Howard walking down the street in New York City
once.
And I wanted to say hi to him, but I said, nah, I'm going to leave him alone.
Just seeing him is cool enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're talking big time people like Moby.
Yeah, you're right. Big time.
Yeah. Moby, that's like Jack Nicholson. I saw Moby.
Yeah, Mo just ran into him. And but you just run into famous. Like, I was at a, we were getting poke bowls, you know, those, the rice and fish and stuff. And Molly Shannon was like she was like right.
Love
in front
Molly
of us
Shannon,
in
very
line.
Funny, yeah.
And but we like I rode next to her on a plane one time, so I've met her, and I was gonna be like, hey Molly, like I rode next to you on a plane, I was the guy, But then I was like, she doesn't care.
That's
just,
it. She doesn't care.
Let her get her poke bowl and go.
Yeah, she's thinking about lunch.
Yeah, yeah. So you just
but everybody's in the business too, so you're afraid to even bring that up, aren't you?
Yeah, you don't want to. I don't know. I just don't. I never want to annoy anybody anyway. So,
right.
But yeah, you see famous people, and to me, it's a funny joke. You know, you're like, oh yeah, I was in line with.
It is funny running into Moby coming out of a bowl place or whatever. Just see Alanis Morissette walking across the street. That's funny too.
Yeah. Does she have her hands in her pockets?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But, kind of ironic.
One hand in her pocket.
Yeah. Stylishly. Yeah. stylishly, but we went like Nikki took us to Dr. Drew's birthday party.
Okay.
And that was really funny because there was just a ton of D-list. Celebrities there.
I thought you said Dr. Dre for a second.
Yeah, she's tight with Dr.
That'd probably
Dre.
Be cooler party.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, just chill.
Dr. Drew's.
Dr. Drew.
Dr. Okay. Drew.
And at Dr. Drew's party, he decided to.
Was it at his house?
No, it was at the STK Steakhouse.
Got it.
And so he decided that, because like at a party, you know, you're circulating around a party.
Right.
And at your own party, you're miserable because you got to have like little interactions with everybody.
It's like being your own wedding.
Yeah, you got to be the host. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he just did a podcast where people came and talked to him for like a minute at a time. And it was actually kind of brilliant. But it was the most LA thing that I've ever seen in my life.
That way you talk to everybody at some point.
So he had, and he got it on tape. And it was, it was a hit.
It had to be somebody there that wasn't famous, though. Did he have that guy on the show?
Yeah, me. Like, I was the least famous person there, and he didn't talk to me. And
he didn't talk to you.
You know who knows the best party? And I hope you have the clip right here. It was Dr. Lou.
I don't know. What's the clip?
Dr. Lou.
I don't.
Oh, come on.
Help me out, Puss.
Holtz.
Oh, okay. Lou. All right.
Yeah.
That's what I said. You got to wig the game.
There you go.
Say Lou Holtz.
That's what I said. You got to wig the game.
I know. Dr. Lou has been on TV for a couple years
now. I know. That was the character.
That's what I said. You got to wig the game.
That's Caliendo. It's Caliendo doing Lou Holtz.
That's what I said. You got to wig the game.
Caliendo's amazing.
He is. Join the program. What can we all talk about with Pete Lee and Colleen and Nick Allen?
Oh, merciful days.
Give us some horrible.
Let's see. Dak, did you hear about Dak Prescott's dad?
That's
the trouble.
Quarterback for the Cowboys?
Yeah. That's the trouble with being related to someone famous.
Yeah, you get to be in the news for drinking and driving if you're just whatever.
Smoking and driving. He got busted for having a little bit of weed on him.
Dak Prescott's dad's probably 45.
57.
Is he? Well, I know 50-year-old guys smoke weed.
But
lots of them.
Where was this? Where does he live?
Orange County, Texas.
It's who you hang with.
So that's the so he gets busted.
Traffic stop, 4 p.m. They got weed in the pocket of the driver's side door of the Escalade.
You got to keep it in the console.
Yeah. the side of those doors are just pockets.
Either way, they get him and he's just busted. And it makes news because
he's Dak. Yeah. He's Cowboy Dak. Quarterback's dad.
Dak, exactly. Dak has to call him up, Dad.
Yeah.
Got bail money for me, son.
Yeah. The horrible ratings for the Emmys. A little more than 10 million people tuned in. That's the smallest audience for the show ever.
It was the biggest watched show that night, though.
It won the night.
Oh, yeah.
I'm tired of hearing ratings going down everywhere. Of course they are, because there's 8 zillion choices out there right now.
Pete, you had a great tweet on that. What was your tweet on the Emmys?
Yeah, of course the ratings were low for the Emmys. It was on TV.
Exactly. That was a great tweet.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
There was a problem. Apparently, right after the In Memoriam segment.
I watched In Memoriam, so what happened after that?
Technical issues or what?
No. Apparently, an ad for, and I don't even know how to say this, Balvenie Scotch.
Okay.
Played during the commercial break.
Yeah.
That featured Anthony Bourdain.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Well, that was... Did they feature him
in
Memoriam?
Yes, they did.
Okay. Yes, they did.
So what's the problem there?
Yeah, why is
that? Well, because they thought it was crass to throw Bourdain on the commercial.
Oh, the commercial shouldn't even been made in there. Not where it ran.
Should not have run, period.
But, is it a new commercial?
Yeah.
Yeah.
From what I understand.
It wasn't for rope.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's great.
Thought that was crass? Hold my beer.
Wow. That is great.
I think it's just whatever. He drank.
And now then.
We can't cut his mic.
That was a great joke.
Thank you.
That was perfect.
I did appreciate what he said in the ad, what they ran.
I watched In Memoriam live, so that means I watched that commercial, and I didn't even think
about it. Unless it was a local thing,
I probably saw it, but I didn't even think about it, you know?
Apparently, speaking to the camera in this 30-second spot, he said, "It's not always a great idea to follow your passion. If you're passionate about something, you'll never be good at."
Oh, my God.
So, even Bourdain says, "Sometimes your dreams are stupid."
Yep.
Oh, my God. And sometimes you dream forever. You know, I'm sorry. It's just never too.
Colleen loved him. We liked him too, but she's hitting us now.
I really did love him. It's the weirdest thing because he had such a tragic death,
right?
And then CNN ran a Bourdain marathon.
Right.
I would say it's one of the only celebrity deaths where you see him constantly.
Like, yes, you still do.
On American Airlines, which I fly, they added more of him because people just love him. They want to see more of him. And I would say that. So I think that commercial is just following suit to all of that other stuff.
Yeah, I don't think it's a. I don't really think it's.
Yeah.
Maybe the placement, but even then, that's not really anybody's fault. They just run commercials when they buy them, you know.
Yeah.
Still, you have someone specifically put that spot there.
But once again, he did not die of alcoholism. We know that, so. That'd be a little more crass.
Yeah, like a lot of times you'll see, Pete Lee's in a movie. Pretend Pete Lee's in a movie.
Let's pretend. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's going to go on Fallon. There will be a commercial for that movie right before his appearance.
But In Memoriam.
Mm-hmm. Or afterwards.
He was like the second or third person they showed on that. And it lasted for the whole Aretha Franklin saying Amazing Grace.
Yeah, so that wasn't accidental. Craig's right. That was on purpose.
Yeah, he actually was the leadoff right after Aretha.
He was.
He was the leadoff hitter.
Yeah, leadoff death, right.
In the death. Yeah. Can I had a tweet about the in memoriam.
Sure, let's hear it. No.
Yeah. But on the bright side, if you're enraged about racial inequality in Hollywood, the majority of the people in the Emmys in memorial segment were white, too. Oh, that was a good one.
I liked it.
That just goes to show you.
I liked it. I always forget
you're
who
a
died.
Thinker.
I'm a thinker. Thinking about stuff. Saying it.
At Pete Lee tweets.
This sounds horrible. Southern California police say that they arrested a man and two teenagers for a phony funeral scheme. Police in Victorville have arrested a 20-year-old Richard Navarrete and two 14-year-old boys for allegedly accepting cash donations for the funeral of a young boy they claimed had died. They were allegedly standing near a highway holding up pictures of the boy and signs that said R.I.P. Johnny and anything is a blessing. Authorities investigated and discovered that the boy was not deceased and was in fact the son of Navarrete's friend, and these people are just collecting cash.
I saw a picture of a funeral home where the lights were burned out. I don't know if it's a meme somebody made up. It wasn't even a meme, just a photo. And the uniroll was out. So it said something, something's fun home.
Oh.
It did. And so I saw it on Facebook yesterday. It looked real. It's like the lights were burned out and it said something fun home.
Oh, that's yeah. So funny.
You got to get that fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before everybody shows up that day.
For the longest time, years ago, there was a store down the street from my apartment called Big Lots.
Yeah.
Remember that chain?
Yeah.
And the L was burned out, so it just said Bigots.
Oh, for that long?
For a long time. Oh, you would drive past every night, and it just say, oh, yeah, there's Bigots.
Fix.
There'd be lines today.
Yes! That's Nick Allen, and he's right.
Yeah.
There would be lines today.
Finally, a store for me.
Yeah. That's right. Bigots.
Yeah, it was burned out way too long.
Way too long.
They needed to take care of that a lot quicker than they did.
Right.
Out of North Carolina, Nicole Lissenden said she was...
Are you due back in that area anytime soon, North Carolina?
Because
it looks like there might be some closed comedy shows for a while.
Yeah, I don't have anything. My
you play Wilmington, you play Raleigh didn't get hit that
I played
bad, but...
Wilmington.
And you play Myrtle, right, once in a while?
Yeah, I play Myrtle a lot. Yeah. I played Wilmington like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Way, and, it was beautiful.
It was
so beautiful.
Yeah, Wilmington's a beautiful area. Yeah, I know it.
Little note to the people who edit the website of USA Today telling us now is a good time to visit Myrtle Beach. It was published about a month ago.
Oh, was it? Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Thinking it'd be down season now, and now it's probably not a really good time.
You were there 3 weeks ago.
Although you could probably get a tea time.
Yeah,
at Myrtle Beach right now.
Yeah, oh, yeah, easily. Wilmington was it was one of those towns that I like. It's like an Austin, Texas of North Carolina.
Yeah.
It's so great, but they have this street that has all these bars and restaurants, and they're like, "Man, have you been to the street? Oh, that street is so special, you know." And I'm like, "It's just a dumb street with bars and restaurants." It's like every town has one of these.
They
were like, "Oh, the street. You got to go to the street."
Yeah.
And they have a Navy ship there that's like a Navy museum. They're like, "You got to go to the ship." I went to the ship. It's just a dumb ship. It's like you go and walk around in a ship, and your feet go clank, clank, clank. Like it's, I don't know, but Wilmington's so beautiful.
Yeah. Good time for Wilmington jokes, though, right now.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Good topical jokes. Yeah, how are they going to rebuild that street? Yeah, it was such a special street.
They could float the museum on it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Nicole listened and said she was visiting her parents' house in Asheville, North Carolina. They were out of town during the weekend. A friend who was passing by stopped to tell her that her car door was open and there's trash on the ground next to her vehicle. So she goes out and closes the door of her car and goes back inside. She tells the Asheville Citizen Times. She says about 30 minutes later, she went back outside to get something out of the car and she noticed that all the windows were fogged up on her car and there were paw prints on the inside of the windows. She called her husband and animal services, and they quickly discovered that she had accidentally closed a bear into her vehicle.
Well, the bear must have been a trap. There had to be some junk in there. She should person that throws French fries all around.
She has a messy car.
Yeah, she has a messy car.
That's why there was trash on the ground next to her vehicle.
No, she has a messy car.
Yeah, we mentioned that part.
Right, clean your car out.
You imagine getting in the front seat, like all movies, and like the person in the back is just sitting there, and there's like a bear sitting back there looking at you. Just looking at you.
That's kind of, that's almost what happened.
I know.
You catch the bear in the rear view mirror.
And then rips her head off right there. That's how it ends.
So they quickly discovered the bear had damaged the vehicle too much for the remote control door opener to work.
That was an episode of Bobcats.
Bubba the Bear.
Bubba the Bear rips your head off. Right.
The animal eventually freed itself by popping out the driver's side window that is caught on video. The bear then wandered to the neighbor's, Buster Brown's house, and ransacked his kitchen. I didn't make that up.
I know you didn't. Nobody names your kid Buster Brown. That's an old
well,
reference.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Brown named their kid Buster.
How'd the bear get in the car?
She left the door open.
That's a great joke. Ask Puss.
Well, it was just open.
Okay. Call Puss. Ask him how the bear got in the car.
The bear just got in there. She didn't realize the bear was in the car when she goes out and just closes the door after her neighbor had said, hey, your car door's open.
Right. That bear had a French fry sticking out its mouth. You know it did when it got out of there.
Yeah.
So apparently at Buster Brown's house... He went into the kitchen, went through three drawers, pulled out some muffin mix, and then went into the garage to eat that.
Man.
They were able to scare the bear away from the property by yelling at it.
Did the bear just rip up the car?
Tore all the kids' car seats out, tore up the seats to the car, thrashing and clawing, trying to get out of the van as well.
Yeah, they're not real neat about things when they're
ripping your car up.
You can't hear them about tearing up cabins.
Cage. Well, and kids' seats. You know how much food is on those things.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And in the area.
And poop.
You know, like gummy bears.
Have your kids leave poop in the car? What are you going to do?
What ate Paul Ryan's car, your boy?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Didn't he have a bunch of animals eat his car in a garage somewhere?
I think that was just karma.
Yeah. I always think of karma. I always think of you, man. Look at that douchebag, man.
Yeah. He's the pride of my hometown.
Yes, he is.
He's
yes,
a human he being and everything.
Yeah. Cuba Gooding Jr. joined us. The movie's called
Bayou Caviar.
There you go. Thank you, Puss.
And he's also on, that's October 5th, and then on the 6th of October, he's on Broadway.
Another great conversation with Dr. Ian K. Smith, too. His new book's called The Ancient Nine. Real interesting about his time at Harvard, some secret clubs. We always have fun talking to Dr. Ian K. Smith. Always have fun talking to Nick Allen, although screw your Chiefs. And Pete Lee,
PeteBoneOmaha.com. Pete's doing something special tonight.
Oh, yeah. I'm over in Lincoln. I'm doing a thing at the Rococo Theater.
Oh, you are at the Rococo?
To save dogs. It's to promote an animal rescue.
Okay, okay, cool.
So animal rescue. That's really cool.
Yeah, please buy
tickets. You're actually doing comedy, you mean?
I'm doing comedy.
Okay,
yeah. I'm not just saving
hanging
dogs.
Out petting dogs. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll pet a puppy.
Pet a puppy.
You're doing comedy night at Rococo.
I'm doing comedy over in Lincoln, and I didn't know if I could mention it because I didn't want to compete with the funny
Colleen's
moment.
Not open tonight.
No.
Colleen's not open,
she's
so
not
she
open
says,
and I like dogs.
Yes, you do.
She
yes,
loves
she
dogs, do. So
look
please,
around.
Please come get tickets if you live in the Lincoln area.
All right. Yeah, go see Pete Lee in Lincoln, or see him at the Funny Bone this weekend, funnybonomaha.com. Pete Lee will join us next couple days. Go ahead, Puss.
Tony Danza tomorrow.
Yeah.
And Tony Danza joins us.
Yeah, new Netflix series called The Good Cop with Josh Groban.
Nick tweets at Nick Allen's. No gig unless there's a comedy emergency this weekend.
Yeah,
right?
I'll be on standby.
You'll be on standby.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
He is available for
in
your comedy
Pete
emergency.
In case Pete doesn't make it back from Lincoln.
Right. Yeah.
He gets mauled by a dog.
Pete Lee tweets at Pete Lee tweets, I should say. And then we tweet at TNT Radio Empire. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.